like you might have tried, but there was no contact there. So if you can hear me and you want to try again in a little bit, please do. 359, moving to the next radio chat. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. It's nice to hear that you got your voice back. I know you've been having issues with that. I'm hoping that everything's all better for you. We've been talking about shelter-in-place kits and also 2 weeks ready. Do you have any suggestions or comments or questions on any of that information, Carol?
Everything you have said is just, you know, fantastic. I always like listening to it over and over because it gives us such knowledge and makes you stop and think. And people could be creative and put their own shelter kits together, and then when they read the booklet, and they can go over and say, "Oh, I missed that." So it's always good doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, it does. It kind of refreshes. We've covered this information before, but it's been a little while, and it kind of refreshes what we do know, and then when you're reading that stuff, it's like, oh, well, maybe that would work, and different things like that. So Robin offered a really good suggestion as well. So thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709.
Nice to hear your lovely voice, Marcia. So is there any suggestions or comments that you'd like to talk about on the shelter-in-place kit?
Well, I'm definitely going to stay at home and shelter in place, because that's where we have everything. And if I go out, it'll just be for a little bit, but Carol's coming with me, for sure.
Gotcha. That makes full sense. Well, and it says, too, you know, if it's a certain type of shelter-in-place scenario, that you should not go outside. If you know, you shouldn't open your windows or go outside at all. That's why the shelter-in-place kit, so you have everything home that you don't need to go outside for a while. Well, thank you, both of you ladies, for sharing and participating in this. 359, moving to the next radio chat.
Karen, this is Carol. Could I have a shout-out, please?
Yes, please do, Carol. Go ahead.
Yeah, today Marcia's sister had a knee replacement, and I just want to say hi, Pam.
Wow, well, yeah, knee replacement's a pretty big deal. Well, yeah, shout out to Pam. Hopefully she can listen and maybe someday participate. Is there anything else, Carol?
No, oh, thank you.
Well, thank you. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Kimber, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about different scenarios, but this evening we're talking about shelter-in-place kit types and 2 weeks ready. Is there anything, any suggestions or comments that you have this evening, Kimber?
I'm just really glad we get to do this, and everybody has great things to say. I was reminded of the difference between shelter in place and shelter at home. So shelter in place means in a secured room inside your house, which could be difficult if you don't have any air circulating for a long amount of time, but I learned there, and I think everything is great. I don't have any other further suggestions.
Copy that. Well, we appreciate that. Would you like to talk about the AMRON then?
I can introduce the AmronNet. We do it on the NV725 repeater every Sunday night at 7 p.m. for the Greater Grants Pass area, including the Illinois Valley. And people can get the NV725 repeater from there, so it's cool. And in Jackson County on the ELK675 repeater, it is Monday night at 8 p.m. And we do a check-in. We do the Channel 3 check-ins off the repeater, making sure people know how to connect with each other. And we do an intelligence brief break. One thing I would like to mention is how practicing radio skills and using all your different radios and equipment and testing them on a regular basis makes a huge difference. I had to run the net on the ELK675 repeater on Monday on my handheld, and I had to alter it a bit because, as you know, handhelds will fry if you use them more than 15 minutes or so, and I've fried several of them, but I altered it. We did a basic, I talked about Amron, and the only check-ins I asked for were people with a status of red or yellow, anything other than green, and just to check on people. It's just a great reminder we have that capability here in Southern Oregon of just checking on our neighbors and friends and giving shout-outs and asking if everybody needs any help. So that was very helpful. And then I read the intelligence brief, and then people got on and said hello. I said, hey, if anybody wants to just get on and say hello, that's great. So it works great. Break. So basically that's what the nets are for, is just to keep our group of people together and connected to each other and checking up on each other and doing this. Emergency communications is really great. So thank you, Karen. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks and love to all of you ladies. Be safe and be well out there. WRKV487, back to net. Awesome. Well, that was really sweet of you, Kimber, to do that. I'm sure people really appreciated the fact that you were checking on people and that you care to do that, even though you were limited with your radio. Well, thank you for sharing all that and participating in this radio check. We welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? 384 Diana, I copy. Copy that. Yeah, there's a little bit of static, but not too bad. I can hear you. So we've been covering the shelter-in-place kit plus 2 weeks ready. Are there any comments or suggestions that you might have this evening, Diana?
Well, you know, it's here, and I'm thinking that, like, to have a backup of some kind.
Okay, you're kind of fading in and out there. So you're talking about having a backup of some kind. What type were you thinking of?
I don't know. I'm going to look online and see if there's one that you can get with a rechargeable battery.
Copy that. Are you talking about the radios that we're using? I apologize that I didn't catch that. Could you repeat that?
A portable heater.
Got you. That's a really good idea. Yeah, because it doesn't seem like we need it now, but I mean, the season is coming here pretty soon. So, well, yeah, if you do some research on that and maybe you find something out, maybe let us know. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Diana, for maybe somebody else can find something else out about that, too. I'm sure there probably are out there, but that would be nice if we all were on the same page there. Well, thank you for sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 5 Judy Radio Check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?